This is Senator Bob Dole. Will Uncle Sam have to go it alone in the Persian Gulf? That's what it looks like as our allies take a walk in Venice. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in the wake of the USS Stark tragedy in the Persian Gulf, you would think our allies would rally around Uncle Sam. And given the vital interests of Europe and Japan there, you would expect a little help. But at the Venice summit, all the Allied leaders could do is endorse freedom of navigation in the Gulf. Not one of them was willing, as far as I know, to ante up any manpower, ships, or dollars to help us protect their oil supply. If the worst happens, and I pray it doesn't, you can bet we'll hear a lot about Allied unity and about our responsibility to bail out our friends. Ted, let's stand together as Americans to tell our friends it's time to start acting like friends.
Bob, I hope our allies back us up in the Persian Gulf, but the question they have are the same ones Congress is raising. Back us up for what? World War III and the Persian Gulf? We get 7% of our oil from the Persian Gulf, and Western Europe gets 30%. So our allies ought to be doing their fair share to keep the sea lanes open. But don't be too quick to reach for your holster to fire at the allies, Bob. President Reagan said he was more than satisfied with their support at the Venice summit and their endorsement of freedom of navigation in the Gulf. One other point, Bob. Alliance is a two-way street. Our friends might have taken a larger step now if they had been brought in earlier, and they'll be more willing to help in the future if we convince them we know what we're doing. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on how to deal with the AIDS epidemic. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.